Good day, this is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 302 for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday, underpinned by the softening Canadian currency. The weaker Canadian dollar supports crush margins and makes canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $8 higher. May was up $7.80 at $469.60 per ton. Follow-through buying on Tuesday's advances and steady commercial demand for Canadian canola were also bullish. Some spillover support also came from the firmer tone seen in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. However, the large global oilseed supply situation was overhanging the market, as South America's soybean crop is still expected to be record large. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly in the green. Soybean futures were stronger, trading anywhere from 4 to 9 cents higher, May up 8 and 3 quarter cents at $9.93 a bushel. Rumors that another trucker strike is looming in Brazil fueled the gains, as it could temporarily shift demand back to the U.S. for soybeans. Ongoing worries about excess moisture harming Argentina's soybean crop were also bullish. However, the large global oilseed supply situation was overhanging the market. Corn futures were also firmer following the advances seen in soybeans and wheat. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents higher, May up 2.5 cents at $3.90 a bushel. Tuesday's USDA report, which showed tighter than expected ending stocks globally and in the U.S. for the current crop year, also underpinned values. However, continued strength in the U.S. dollar index tempered the advances. Wheat values were stronger in Chicago, underpinned by short covering amid sentiment that the market is oversold. Values were anywhere from 2 to 7 cents higher, May up 5.5 cents at $4.98 a bushel. Tuesday's smaller than expected ending stocks estimates from the USDA added to the bullish tone. However, continued strength in the U.S. dollar index and the resulting lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat were bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.